Chapter 101. Yea, the dull peoples and the dynasts both, those counter castes not oft adjustable, interests antagonistic, proud and poor, have for the nonce been bonded by a wish to overthrow thee. Spirit of the pities, peace. His loaded heart bears weight enough for one bruised, blistered while. Spirit of the years, worthless these needings of thy narrow thought, Napoleon. Gone thy opportunity. Such men as thou, who wade across the world to make an epoch, bless, confuse, apple, are in the elemental ages chart like meanest insects on obscurest leaves, but incidents and grooves of earth's unfolding, or as the brazen rod, that stirs the fire because it must. The moon sinks, and darkness blots out Napoleon and the scene. After scene, the overworld, enter the spirit and chorus of the years, the spirit and chorus of the pities, the shade of the earth, the spirits sinister and ironic with their choruses, rumors, spirit messengers and recording angels. Europe has now sunk netherward to its far-off position as in the foreseen, and it is beheld again as a prone and emaciated figure of which the Alps form the vertebrae, and the branching mountain chains the ribs, the Spanish peninsula shaping the head of the Ekirch. The lowlands look like a gray-green garment half thrown off, and the sea around like a disturbed bed on which the figure lies. Spirit of the years, thus doth the great foresightless mechanize and blanken transmit now as evermore its ceaseless artistries in circumstance of curious stuff and braid, as just fortune. Yet but one flimsy ribbon of its web, have we here watched in weaving web enorm, whose furthest hem and selvage may extend to where the roars and plashings of the flames of earth and visible sun swell noisily, and onwards into ghastly gulfs of sky, where hideous presences churn through the dark monsters of magnitude without a shape, hanging amid deep wells of nothingness. Yet seems this vast and singular confection wherein our scenery glints of scantest size, inutile also far as reasonings tell. Spirit of the pities, thou arguest still the inadvertent mind. But, even so, shall blankness be for aye? Men gained cognition with the flux of time, and wherefore not the force informing them, when far-ranged aeons past all fathoming shall have swung by, and stand as backward ears? Spirit of the years, what wouldst have hoped, and had the will to be? How wouldst have peened it, if what hadst dreamed thereof were truth, and all my showings dream? Spirit of the pities, the will, that fed my hope was far from thine, one I would thus have hymned eternally. Semi-chorus I of the pities, aerial music, to thee whose eye all nature owns, who hurlest dynasts from their thrones, 26, and liftest those of low estate we sing, with her men consecrate. Semi-chorus 2, yea, great and good, thee we hail, who shackst the strong, who shieldst the frail, who hadst not shaped such souls as we, if tender mercy lacked in thee. Semi-chorus I, though times be when the mortal moan seems unascending to thy throne, though seers do not as yet explain why suffering sobs to thee in vain. Semi-chorus 2, we hold, that thy unscanted scope affords a food for final hope, that mild-eyed prescience ponders nigh life's loom, to lull it by and by. Semi-chorus I, therefore we choir to highest height the well-willer, the kindly might that balances the vast forewheel, that purges as by wounds to heal. Semi-chorus 2, the system suns the skies and scroll obey thee in their rhythmic roll, ride radiantly at thy command, are darkened by thy master hand. Semi-chorus I, and these pale panting multitudes seen surging here, their moils, their moods, all shall awful their joy in thee abide eternally. Semi-chorus 2, exultant adoration give thee alone, through whom all living live, thee alone, in whom all dying die, whose means the end shall justify. Amen. Spirit of the pities, so did we evermore, sublimely sing, so would we now, despise thy forth showing. Spirit of the years, something of difference animates your choiring, O half convinced compassionate and fond, from chords consistent with our spectacle. You almost charm my long philosophy out of my strong-built thought, and bear me back to when I thanks give thus. A, start not, shades, In the foregone I knew what dreaming was, and could let raptures rule. But not so now. Yea, I psalm thus and thus. ... but not so now. Semi-chorus I of the year's aerial music, O immanence, that reasonest not in putting forth all things begot, thou buildst thy house in space for what? Semi-chorus 2, O loveless, hateless, past the sense of kindly-eyed benevolence, to what tune danceth this immense? Spirit ironic, for one I cannot answer, but I know 'tis handsome of our pity so, to sing the praises of the dreaming, dark, dumb thing that turns the handle of this idle show. As once a Greek asked I would fain ask to, who knows if all the spectacle be true, or an illusion of the gods the will, to wit, some hocus-pocus to fulfill. Semi-chorus I of the year's aerial music, last as first the question rings of the will's long travailings, why the all-mover, why the all-prover ever urges on, and measure out the chordless chime of things. 27. Semi-chorus 2, heaving dumbly as we deem, molding numbly as in dream apprehending, not how fair the sentient subjects of its scheme. Semi-chorus I of the pities, nay, shall not its blindness break? Yea, must not its heart awake, promptly tending to its mending in a genial germing purpose, and for loving kindness sake? Semi-chorus 2, should it never curb or care aught, whatever those endure whom it quickens, let them darkle to extinction swift and sure. Chorus, but a stirring thrills the air like two sounds of joyance there, that the rages of the ages shall be cancelled, and deliverance offered from the darts that were, consciousness the will informing, till it fashion all things fair. The end of the Dynasts, September 25, 1907. Footnotes, 1, Schlegel. 2, Introduction to the Chieferi, 3, It is now called an epic drama, 1909. 4, Through this tangle of intentions the writer has in the main followed fears, whose access to documents would seem to authenticate his details of the famous scheme for England's ruin. 5, These historic facings, which, I believe, won for the local old 39th Regiment the nickname of Green Linnets, have been changed for no apparent reason. They are now restored 1909. 6, The remains of the lonely hut occupied by the beacon keepers, consisting of some half-buried brickbats, and a little mound of peat overgrown with moss, are still visible on the elevated spot referred to. The two keepers themselves, and their eccentricities and sayings are traditionary, with a slight disguise of names. 7. E projet existant or aux archives de la marine que Napoleon consulted in cessament, il sentit que cette marine depuis Louis XIV. Avait fait de grandes choses. Le plan de l'expedition d'Egypte de la descendant Angleterre si travaillant au ministère de la marine. Capifigue. Lure pendant la consulate l'emper. 8. This weather-beaten old building, though now an hotel, is but little altered. 9. Soph. Tratch. 1266-72. 10. This scene is a little antedated, to include it in the act to which it essentially belongs. 11. Ul bonheur KG nae auch an infant pour reculer mon horrible heritage qui soit charge du poids de mon nom. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.